Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this guy on. First time I'm meeting him. His name is Julio Gonzalez. He is a tax reform expert and also a Cuban-American young man who lives in South Florida who's got really good insight into what's happening in Cuba. Julio, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, really a pleasure to have you on. You know, I grew up in South Florida, as I told you a little while ago. I remember the Mariel boat lift. I remember Fidel Castro letting all the criminals leave and head north, and then we had them detained in a place, and we didn't know what was going to happen in the Chrome detention area. I mean, the whole thing has been really, really a strange ride for 60-plus years. But the fact remains that that is a socialist-slash-communist-slash-fascist dictatorship. That's 90 miles off the coast of Florida, and things are really bubbling up now. What do you see from your vantage point on what's happening in Cuba today?
Well, yeah, and listen, you have a great memory, because certainly Castro would release any of the bad guys, the criminals, right, to Florida and devastate our community back then. I remember that really well. But look, I mean, right now, no water, no food, no medical supplies, no power, and that is driven the people to the point of the edge, right? I mean, we haven't seen this in six decades, this kind of, you know, revolution. And you're right, though. They're taking the leaders of this revolution. They're arresting them, putting them in prison. We don't really know, right? We're not probably going to see these people again. And the United States needs to be stepping up. They need to advocate for these people. They need to get over there. They need to put more restrictions on there. They need to make sure these people are safe. And they should be doing that, right? We're only 90 minutes away. And we really should care about that community, which, you know, we should get them over here. I mean, we're willing to let 180,000 people come across the border down south, but why wouldn't we help Cuba?
It's Julio Gonzalez. Go to juliogonzalez.com, a tax reform expert, also a Cuban-American man, and has some really good insight into what's happening in Cuba. I often look back in Venezuela to see how Hugo Chavez did what he did. He lied. He lied his ass off. He said the government wouldn't take over private industry. They wouldn't take over property. The government would take care of you and look out for you and stop the evil capitalists and elitists from overrunning you. Now we see what's happening in Venezuela. People are eating their family pets. There are people being killed in the streets trying to get food. How did Fidel Castro do this? How did he get control of Cuba? Was it that we were using it for casinos and as a playground so much that he was able to make us the evil empire and somehow say he was for the people? Because he certainly didn't end up being for the people. He ended up being the dictator that he was. How did he do this? Do you know?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, he took it over military fashion, just much like Hugo did, and really the same mechanics and the same purpose, really, and to create the communism that they have there and the suppression they have there. No socialism there, right? No food, no water, no medical supplies. So it's not socialistic, is it? And certainly we have a communism party there that is forceful. It's as forceful as Venezuela in many cases, and just horrible, horrible for the people. And, you know, we see what's going on now. He's cut off all the communications as well.
It is, again, Julio Gonzalez. Go to juliogonzalez.com. Let me ask you about Mayorkas. The DHS secretary yesterday said, if you want to leave Cuba and come here, don't. You can't come here. If you want to leave South Florida and go with boats and go pick up family members or just show somebody some freedom, don't do that either. Of course, if you come across the southern border and you're from the Northern Triangle or from Mexico, you're allowed to come right in and basically just be let out, not even with a court date. Why do you think there's a difference? Is it because this administration knows that Cubans are more historically conservative? Is this a voting play? Why would you say okay to anybody coming across the border, but you can't take a boat and come here?
It's exactly a voting play, right? Exactly. I mean, why would we let 180,000 people come to our border down south every month? Well, they're going to vote for the Democrats. And certainly the Cubans, they're concerned that that's not going to be the same case, so don't come here. But you're exactly right. I mean, that is hugely frustrating that we wouldn't want to help these people that are wanting the same things that we have here in the United States, which is freedom.
He's the CEO and founder of Engineered Tax Service. It is Julio Gonzalez, and I appreciate you coming on. So what specifically can you tell us that you know is happening there? We talked generally speaking off the beginning, but what's happening there? Do you feel that there can be an uprising in Cuba without the fervent and vehement support of the Biden administration? Can these people succeed in getting some form or fashion of freedom? And will we help to provide water and food and so on?
you know, I can't believe we're not providing those things right now. And I can't believe there's not, you know, a global, you know, community helping with those things that are so desperately needed there where they have none. And if you've seen some of the communications in the last week, the lines are, you know, miles long for people just to get some water.
Right.
I mean, this is how bad it is. And, you know, but the question is, will they be able to support this uprising? And I think it's going to be difficult if this community, the United States and our administration, doesn't help out, because the military is, and we've seen some of these videos already, and some of these have gotten out, are arresting them. They're finding them. They're putting them in isolation, maybe murdering them. So how can they sustain it if they're not getting any support, those people that are working so hard to just get their basic rights met?
It's a great point. It's Julio Gonzalez. Thanks again for taking the time. So what I'm watching unfold is an administration here that is pushing every day for more socialism. We've got a far left contingent in this country that wants more socialism. Then you've got the same people calling for socialism, saying that we should have freedom and liberty for the people of Cuba, yet we're not really doing anything about it. I mean, they find themselves in a pickle, don't they, Julio? They've been pushing the same exact policies that they have in Cuba here in the United States, and now they're pretending like they're for freedom in Cuba. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's extremely weird. And I think that's what you saw in this last election, this last presidential election. We came out in full force here in South Florida for the president, for President Trump. And we understood finally the difference between what could be a socialist regime here with the Biden administration and what we were having with President Trump was actually absolute capitalism, right? And to the both extremes. And we saw really in Biden what we saw decades ago with Castro and some of those rules and regulations and taxation and really the social distribution or redistribution. And I think that's why we came out so much for President Trump.
It's Julio Gonzalez. Go to JulioGonzalez.com. Gonzalez with a Z at the end. It's just great to talk to you. Let me ask you about just that, the tax policies of this administration and any administration that wants to be more authoritative. They raise taxes, but they always play class warfare. You know, Julio and Pags might have more than the Jones and the Smiths. Therefore, we have to take more from them to make it fair. You and I both know that the top 1% pays 40% of all taxes. The top 10% pays 70% of all taxes. They're already paying way more than their fair share, yet this class warfare seems to work. It's like an envy play. You should be envious of them. They have more than you, and it's unfair. You're seeing more of that with this Democrat administration, right? Isn't that more socialism in play without saying that it's socialism? Should take from them and give to you because it's unfair?
Yeah, it's complete social redistribution. And I would say this, look, what they're saying is not what's in the fine print, right? They're saying, hey, we're going to double the tax for everyone over $400,000 in net income,
right?
So that's the income tax, right? But what they're not saying to everyone is that they're raising the payroll taxes, which hits everyone that makes a wage, right? So that's a 12% more payroll tax that they're going to raise. They're going to place back the Obamacare tax. So that's 3.8%. So every individual is going to get a 15% tax raise that they don't talk about because that's not the income tax rate. And then what about capital gains? They want to double that and they want to tax unrealized gains. So that's everyone, people that have appreciation in their 401k, their stock market, their houses, their collections, and they want to tax that. That's unprecedented. But look, how did it work in New York when we raised taxes during COVID, or California? Everyone left. And, you know, the multinational companies will leave here as well. They'll go to, you know, they'll go to Puerto Rico. They'll go to Ireland.
They'll go to Canada. I mean, they've done it before.
They'll go to Canada. Yeah. Right. So we just did a good job bringing back, you know, these companies under the 2017 tax changes. Right. We did a great job with that. And listen, this is the thing that's hard to imagine. When we brought down the income tax rates during 2017, more money went to the IRS. More people were working. More people were contributing. The money was working its way around the system. Now they want to say that we'll raise the tax rates. We know that doesn't work. It didn't work with Jimmy Carter, right? And, you know, it feels like Back to the Future, though, doesn't it? I guess the one silver lining about Back to the Future is if that's the case where Jimmy Carter tried to do the same things and we had the highest inflation and interest rates and just horrible economy, is that, you know, Reagan came to the table.
Yeah, he presented us Ronald Reagan, which was a lifesaver. It is Julio Gonzalez. Go to JulioGonzalez.com, the Cuban American CEO and founder of Engineer Tax Service. One last question, because this is in your purview as well, I believe. Is it also a socialist move to try to force people, pay people not to go to work? Because this whole unemployment fiasco has been nuts to me. There's a report came out today, and I don't have it in front of me. I don't know who the source is, but I'll find it by the time we do the show. A source says that 2 million Americans were basically paid to not go back to work. They refused to go back to work, even with PPP, even with staying connected with your employer. Businesses are closing because the employees had no reason, no incentive to go back to work because they were making as much, if not more, to sit at home. Is this a socialist sort of totalitarian move as well? Don't worry about work. We, the government, will pay you.
It really is. And if you look at the infrastructure, the human capital infrastructure bill that Biden wants to get done and do it through reconciliation, it basically wants to extend and make these things permanent, which is child tax credits, unemployment, and things that basically keep the people staying home, right? He's the Santa Claus, right, of this, you know, presidential generation. And basically, that sounds good. That panders well to his audience. But we know that ultimately, that doesn't work. It never has worked. And ultimately, what it does is create massive unemployment, massive, you know, loss of jobs because businesses shut down. They don't have any supply. And ultimately, we lose those small businesses. We lose those individuals and, you know, forces, you know, the Great Depression. I mean, really, that's what they're trying to force there and have everyone relying on them. From a socialistic standpoint, much like we had in Cuba, but it took that in Cuba first before it got to where it is today. And that's what we're seeing shades of.
Without getting into it, because it gets us into the weeds, but this is Cloward and Piven. They're pushing Cloward and Piven. They're trying to make us go bankrupt, start everything all over, start wealth distribution all over, and have the government, have us all reliant on the government for everything that we need. It's Julio Gonzalez, JulioGonzalez.com. He's the founder and CEO of Engineered Tax Service. Last question, back to Cuba. What do you see? How do you see this thing playing out? Can the Cuban people come out of this with freedom and liberty if we're not willing to somehow get involved?
No, they can't do it. They need our help. They need global community help. And, you know, we hopefully as a country will continue to have our own uprising here and talk about it and create pressure on the administration to do something about it. But we need this administration. We need our country to do something about it for them to have a chance.
And part B, are people like you who are Cuban American, Pitbull, the Andy Garcia, people who are coming out and speaking out now for liberty in Cuba, will that help to push this administration?
Well, we got to do that, right? We got to continue to push. I mean, yeah, I mean, ultimately pressure, you know, can create changes within the political administration. And we've got to continue to put that pressure on. We've got to put that, and thank goodness for people like yourself that are letting us get these words out there and share our message because, you know, it's so devastating to see people that can't have food, can't have water, crazy. Don't have power.
In 2021 planet Earth, that should not be happening. JulioGonzalez.com. Go to his website right now. Julio, thanks a million. Nice to meet you. Can we do it again?
Nice to meet you. I would love to. Thank you.
Perfect. We'll be back after this. Stay right here.